Joined by Gary Duffy after the Ulster semi-final here in Brewster Park. Well, Gary, if there's two halves of football, that's it.
That's it, surely. The two halves of football. We were trying to get ourselves organised after losing Dahi Roberts in the first half, and we thought we did, and then the second half we didn't come out at all, and that's what it's down to, because we give away goals, and if you're going to concede goals, you're going to lose matches, and you have no excuses for that, so it's not.
Looking at the first half performance, everything went well from a point of view. Okay, you conceded those goals, disappointing from that, but really Donegal were by far the better team.
We felt we were the better team, and without the goals, and you know, look, Dahi Roberts, his loss. Dahi Roberts is going to go on and play senior goalkeeper for Donegal. He's the one to watch. He's an excellent goalkeeper. We had all strategies and all plans built around him, and to have that happening just before throw in was a sucker blow, and really that was hard to take, and really disjointed. And unfortunately, that's us out of the championship because of it. But anyway, it's something these boys will go and learn from. They'll come back and go on and maybe play under 20 and represent County well, because there were more in that team than they showed in the second half.
They really went at Mona in the first half. Didn't show them any respect whatsoever, Gary.
They did, and that's the talent we've got, you know, and we just couldn't put our finger on the second half. And once they got there to go, you see, that just really deflated the whole system. Giving away one or two goals, we recovered well. But then when Mona got there to go in the second half, we just never recovered from it.
The chest was out. Coming off the pitch or going into the pitch in the second half, as you indicated, that early goal, suppose at underage football it's sometimes hard for them to really lift their head up. Suppose it's easy to shout on from the sideline, keep the head up, but in reality it just didn't happen.
It didn't happen. No, look, as we said, we were just disjointed from an early goal, and we unfortunately don't even have a chance to work on it. That's the way it goes. That's football for you. So we got punished there tonight because of it, and we didn't respond, and normally this team does respond. And it didn't work, and as I say, no point going analysing now. Best luck to Monaghan, they're going to go on, and they are a good team. They're unbeaten this year in the championship, so they're.
Okay, it's your second year. Suppose you've seen these lads progress, and suppose tonight some really good performances out there.
Yeah, some good performances, and they're really good team. There are a lot of players there will go on and play senior football for the county, and that's important too. So they are, and we're in a good stage in the development, that we maybe not as physical as Monaghan maybe in the second half, but they'll learn from that as individuals, and hopefully they go back to their clubs better players. They go back and maybe represent the county in a year or two, and hopefully get Ulster titles, because they deserve it, because they do put a lot of effort into it.
Looking at the effort they give tonight, there was a lot of men completely out on their feet in the second half. They did give you everything. You couldn't come home on the bus tonight and think, well, look, there's nobody that didn't try to put a shift in the second half.
No, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of each and every one of them. They, like anything you ask them to do, it's not easy being in a county in Donegal for a young player to come into all the parts, making 4-hour round trips, you know, to training. And to do that there, you know, for your county and the passion they got for it, yeah, I'd be nothing but proud of them. Okay, it didn't go the second half, and we accept that, but look, they're a good bunch of lads. They will be back.
One man that didn't give up the fight was Carlos O'Reilly. He was fantastic tonight.
Carlos O'Reilly, exceptional footballer. He's an all-round sports person, full of talent, and he's one to watch for the future.